Gentlemen, to another exciting edition of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And I uploaded a video last night called Charlie Veach is an Asshole. and it's already gotten 300 hits overnight, and I've even gotten a message from Charlie, where I haven't watched it yet, but I just say, well done for jumping on the hate bandwagon. You're one more moron who doesn't understand, who will go their entire lives thinking the Illuminati effed everything, but seriously, well done. And it's just, if he had listened to the video, he would have realized that that response that he gave me was word for word precisely what I expected him to do. Okay? And I want to actually address my great lament and regret at what Charlie's kind of done. You know, he just insulting everybody, you know, doesn't listen to anyone. It's really sad, because I was inspired largely by Charlie to go out and do what I'm doing. You know what I mean? It's just, it reminds me of that quote from Batman. You either die the good guy, or you live long enough to see yourself become the bad guy. And I think this happens to a lot of patriots and truthers and basically anybody who stands against the status quo, really. This can happen to you. And I don't want to bag Charlie, like, the whole thing along, and he's wrong, basically. I haven't jumped on any hate bandwagon. And if he listened to the video, it's like, I'm just curious and upset that he's changed his tune so much. Like, the thing that inspired me about the Love Police was the happiness, the joking around, the hugging, and the smiles. And now it's just, it seems like two fingers in the air against everybody, just a full-on abuse, swearing, that kind of thing, and demonizing everybody, calling them conspiracy theorists. And it's really sad. You know, and it's, I'm not bigger than Charlie or anything of that nature, but I really don't want to see that happen. Basically, because I want to see people who speak the truth and try to inject a little bit of positivity to keep doing so, because that's what I try to do with this radio show. You know, it is the lighter side of genocide for a freaking reason. Because, you know, if you lose your sense of humor about all of these sorts of things, you go crazy, and you start attacking everybody, and you start seeing everyone as the enemy. It you can't be happy with that, can you? How could you ever be happy with a fractured human race attacking each other? You know. I can't express regret enough that it's come to that. Do you know what I'm saying? It's even hard to speak and even try to say what I'm really thinking here, because of the fact that, hey, it's such a horrible thing. You know, the worse something is, the worse the reality is, the harder it is to express and the harder it is to contemplate. And I said on the show the other day, it's like, oh man, I wish Charlie would just watch the bloody video. I bring up some really good points. What happened to the love in the love police? It's turned into the love myself police. And anybody who criticizes me in any way, shape, and form is automatically a hater. It's basically a left-wing ideology. If you're not with me, you must be against me. That is not alternative. Okay? That is the same BS that we've come to expect from our prime sinisters and con men in chiefs and all of these pundits and what have you that just walk around daily abusing people, screwing the country over, and funneling discourse and down a dark road. Okay? It cannot be that way if we want to have, as Charlie says, the end of fear. To call everybody a hater who criticizes you is not ending fear in any way, shape, and form, is it? Okay? The fact that he sent me an email after I've asked him to come on the show several times since reversing his view about 9/11, and he hadn't bothered to come on, and the second I criticize him, in fact, I uploaded this last night, and there's an email sitting in my inbox this morning from him. It just seems that the only thing that he reacts to is criticism. He doesn't actually react to positivity anymore. It's as if it's been sucked out of his entire consciousness, like a black hole sucks in all the light around it. Why, Charlie, why have you done that? Okay? I can't understand the mentality. Where's all this hate coming from? And again, this is much like sort of cognitive dissonance or insanity or schizophrenia or what have you. I'm not calling him crazy or anything, because I think that Charlie is still a good guy. Okay, in the main, you know, he doesn't go out physically assaulting people. He doesn't wait in the lurch to attack good people, sort of thing. And he's still trying to promote this sort of spiritual awareness and enlightenment and awakening, which I personally don't subscribe to a large extent, because, well, basically it sounds a little bit Luciferian to me. But, but you know, good on him. David Icke does that same sort of stuff. I mean, they may disagree about 9/11 or what have you. And it's on the points you agree that you come together and discuss. And the points that you disagree, you don't need to make those the basis of your interaction with other people, not when you agree on 99% of things. Leave those things for another time, okay? It doesn't matter, the tiny little insignificant disagreements that you have with people. It does not matter, I can assure you. Primarily because, well, basically, if the 1% of things you disagree with is the only thing you start talking about, then the only people you wind up having associating with you are your freaking enemies. Okay? That's what's going on here. Have a look at any of Charlie Veach's videos now. Loaded with abuse towards him. Okay? He's alienated himself beyond measure. I mean, I would have never thought it possible that somebody as popular and as cool as Charlie Veach would, for some reason, have the wool pulled over his eyes or whatever. It doesn't, I'm not 100% sure, and I'm not even 100% whether or not it actually matters. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, does it matter whether Charlie Veach has turned into an agent or what? No. Okay? Trees by their fruit, ladies and gentlemen. If somebody acts like an asshole, then they are an asshole. It's pretty much just like that. He's not acting like an agent as far as I've seen, because agents play their game a little bit smarter, frankly. I think Charlie's just basically a little bit confused, but I don't know, okay, because I can't talk with him. I've asked to, and I want him to explain himself, and I want some freaking answers. You know, what happens to make you so anti the truth movement, to anti all conspiracy theorists? You know, anybody who talks about the Illuminati or New World Order now, even though even though the New World Order Anglo-American branch of it, at least, is admitted, stated, documented, freaking fact. Now, to deny that it exists and to demonize anybody who believes in something that's actually true and well documented as a conspiracy theorist is the most foolish turn of events that I've ever seen Charlie go through. And in the end, everything comes back to the beginning. And that's my personal belief, is that Charlie's gone kind of wayward and he needs to come back to where he started. Okay? Joking, having fun, giving police officers hugs, and exposing the truth about what's going on in our society. He never talked about 9/11 being an inside job. He never talked about the elite or New World Order. And so I say stick to that, okay? If making people happy and inspiring people to go out there with a megaphone and a camera and just making fun of the general craziness that is our world, that is precisely what he was so damn good at, that it inspired people all over the world, conspiracy theorists and not. Everybody knows that something's going wrong. And that was where he was at the top of his game. And now look, all these comments, Charlie, you can't say most of the abuse on FCC regulation. I just looked at them the other day and these people don't do any intelligent criticism against Charlie, you know. It's just full-on abuse, you know. If you're going to abuse somebody, criticizing them for being abusive and for ignoring the truth, then you're a freaking hypocrite, okay? All the people that criticize Charlie are hypocrites to a large extent, just like Charlie himself appears to be one himself, okay? That's my two cents on it. I'm not 100% sure if I'm correct in my assumption, and I just wish Charlie would contact me, and instead of, let me just see if I can quote him again, jumping on the hate bandwagon, you're one more moron who doesn't understand and who will get their entire lives, who will go their entire lives thinking the Illuminati effed everything. You know, I mean, it's like, there's a 3-minute video and it's full of questions that need to be answered, and he gives me not quite 3 sentences as a response. I think it's just really unfair. You know, I was just pointing out the fact that he was acting like an asshole. You know, that's all I was doing. And when you're a decent person, when people who are your friends and whatnot criticize you, the first thing you do is listen to them. Second thing you do is ask them clarification. You know, it's just like, Vinny, why did you say that about me? You don't instantly go back and just say, look, you're a moron. You're a conspiracy. You don't put criticism in the same category as total insult. Okay? You can't do it. Otherwise, what logical discourse are you capable of having? What can you learn from an abusive relationship? You can learn F all, frankly, from an abusive relationship. It just doesn't happen to be something that makes a positive difference if there's two people slaying and abuse and ad hominem attacks at each other. And that's basically all I see Charlie doing now. There used to be amazing things that he was talking about, and facts, figures, and the human condition. You know, he offered incredible insight. But now, it's just straight abuse. You know, just like nothing else but abuse comes out of his mouth. Right? It's either abuse or really confused, convoluted, spiritual jargon. You know? And this happens to a lot of people in the conspiracy field. A lot of them. They get this their head full of all this junk, all of these ideas, and they begin to dominate you. Oh my God, I just noticed something, and this is seriously, this is a great honor. on YouTube anyway. If anybody's heard of the channel Nuff Respect, that is one of the official channels for downloading good documentaries online. He says, awesome channel, dude. Thank you, Nuff Respect. Thank you very much. That makes me feel really awesome, especially when contrasted with Charlie Veach's abuse this morning. But, you know, Charlie, if you're listening to this, and you probably won't be because you don't listen to anything anymore, I invite you again to come on the show and talk about this stuff, okay, in a calm, reasoned, and decent manner. Okay, that I know you're capable of because you've done it once before. You can sure as if do it again. Okay? I don't care what people accuse you of. I don't care if people accuse you of being CIA, Mossad, or any of the other alphabet soup BS that we wind up accusing each other of in the conspiracy theory. I've been accused of being part of Mossad, so I know that there are crazy people out there that just go off with these accusations with zero evidence, okay? That is the conspiracy theorist in a bad light, as far as I'm concerned. But for the majority of conspiracy theorists, good people. Good people, logical, they're onto it, they're not freaking stupid, okay? They're capable of taking criticism and looking like intelligent talkers, okay? That's what a conspiracy theorist, to my mind, really personifies. And I want to talk about this a little bit today. So I've opened the phone lines up. The number is 402-237-2525. That's a United States number, 402-237-2525. And we'll answer your calls when we come back from break. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and check out the archives at GorillaMedia.co.nz. Back in a moment.
Well, there's only one thing I need to know. Whose side are you on?
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You can check out the archives of the show because we've really have interviewed some quite amazing people on this show over the year and a, almost a year and a half that we've been on air. But and I think we're done on the Charlie Veach subject. And another thing I wanted to bring up today in particular, there's this crap going on in New Zealand here. Now the people in the chat room might enjoy this one. here's the problem. We had this big terror raids, right? And everybody in America will understand what this is like, you know, where you get SWAT teamed for doing absolutely nothing and then they secretly surveil you and your entire town and pull people out of their cars for no freaking reason and basically do all secret trials and basically act with total impunity. Now, these people that have gotten screwed over in the Uruwera raids here in New Zealand have managed to win a very poignant case in court where unlawfully obtained secret surveillance is therefore unlawful and can't be used as evidence. You'd think that's pretty reasonable, right? Right? Well, get this. The government, in all their infinite wisdom, decided that it was a brilliant idea to quickly pass legislation to make it lawful. But not in the case of the Uruweras, because, of course, they're too high profile and everybody would just get really, really effed off because they'd all know about it. Right?
But instead, now, it's going to be legal in New Zealand to surveil everybody without a warrant and to use and to keep that information secret from the defendants. No closure or disclosure or whatever you want to talk about. That's basically what's going on here now. Fully instituted, legal police state with absolute impunity is what we're heading for in this country. And every other for that matter. Okay? It's called a new world order for a reason, because it's operating in every single effing country. It should be fairly obvious to those of you who actually do a slight modicum of research. And if you... One film I'd actually like to recommend on this, if you don't think a new world order exists, if you're skeptical, then watch the Jason Burmes film. What was it? Hidden Hand, A New World Order Defined. Freaking heck, I forgot what it's called. If you just search Jason Burmes, A New World Order Defined, it should be there. And I spoke to Jason about this. It was funny as I, it's just like quote after 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 quote. I'll run out of breath and time on the show if I keep repeating that, so I'm just going to nip that at the bud right now. basically, all of these people are talking about New World Order. They say the words New World Order. They talk about the mechanisms, and these are all, you know, like Defense Secretary, Invisible Empire. Thank you, Exposed13 in the chat room, for telling me about that. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Thank you. But this is what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. They are openly doing it. Okay? Right in front of your face. But unless, of course, you're capable of looking into it just that little bit further to find out what's going on, to find the documents, to find the evidence, or rather, more importantly, and I believe this is the most efficient way of schooling yourself up on the New World Order, is to watch documentaries. Okay, and if you visit the VinnieEastwoodShow.com right now, just Google Vinnie Eastwood, Vinnie with a Y, you can wind up clicking on the chat room there, and the full movie is on a link right there for you to watch after the show. Now, this is something that people need to realize is not a conspiracy theory in any way, shape. There's no theory involved here whatsoever. Okay, this is a full-on fact. Okay? You can't argue with facts, because facts are facts and theories are theories. Theories you can argue, you can postulate, you can bring new evidence into account to either disprove them or prove them. Okay? But you can't do that with facts. It's unfortunate, because a lot of people around this world find it incredibly difficult to accept facts. And this is why I want to keep mentioning this again. Cognitive dissonance. The mind is basically like a clam, you know. It's nice and open and what have you, and then whenever a concept comes in that agrees with the clam's worldview, the clam will close in around it, and it will eat it, and it'll absorb it, okay? But if a concept comes in that doesn't fit in with the clam's worldview, it closes its jaws, and then it tries to scuttle away by spitting some water out of it to propel itself away from this thing that threatens its worldview. Or it'll chomp down on it before it's actually gotten close enough and try to attack it, try to destroy it. Okay? This is what happens when you're a conspiracy theorist. And I believe conspiracy theorists to be a good thing, all right? Because it means you're not retarded. It means that you don't think that the entire world is ruled on pure coincidence. And that's another term that I come up with, a coincidence theorist. Somebody, you know, that's basically, you've got a choice here. If you want to be a coincidence theorist, then you believe that powerful people don't use their power, and that everything that happens in the world happens by sheer coincidence, and there's no such thing as any kind of coordination. All right? If you're a conspiracy theorist, it means you believe powerful people and groups do use their power and influence to influence world events, or any event for that matter. Okay? So make your choice. whether you're naive enough to think everything happens by absolute accident, or whether you've seen enough evidence that's documented to show you the fact that powerful people do use power. And it seems really simple when you put it like that, and that's because it is really simple. But because it doesn't fit in with people's freaking worldview, boom, they get to get incredibly aggressive and attack you and call you names and call you a moron and tell you that you've jumped on the hate bandwagon. Now, I don't believe that the world is doomed, as a lot of conspiracy theorists do. I have a ridiculous amount of faith in humanity, particularly in conspiracy theorists, because in my view, they're very, very creative people. Okay, they're filmmakers, they're musicians, they're all sorts of things, basically, that require a lot of creativity and a lot of intelligence to keep going on and getting on, right? You know, like if I wasn't a full-on conspiracy theorist like I am now, I'd be going out and filming dance parties and everything like that. In fact, I've been working really hard just recently of late to go out and approach all these dance party organizers, big companies, etc., to try and get some work out of them. Because I feel that if you want to have any kind of staying power, it's kind of like a spider's web. Like, a spider's web doesn't hang from one thread on the ceiling and have a perfectly formed spider web going down there, because the second a small breeze comes along, it'll snap it off and the whole thing falls to the floor. Okay, you've got to have multiple attachments in every direction in order to maintain your own web. Okay, get yourself interested in being successful. Get yourself interested in associating with more and more people. Okay, people are the only way that you're going to develop as a person. All right? We're social creatures. Allegedly, that's the reason why our brains are so large, is because of the fact that we have so much social capacity in our brains. All right, you know how to recognize people's moods, recognize their facial expressions, body language, tones of their voice, all of these little idiosyncrasies and small things require a lot of processing power. The second you stop associating with people and noticing all of those things, that's when you're basically, in my opinion, abdicating the vast majority of your brain's ability. Okay? It is much, much more effective in keeping yourself happy and healthy to bring other people into it. Okay? That's what I believe, is that you no man is an island, and you need other people. You really do. And so many conspiracy theorists get really upset by the fact that they get abused, that they don't get listened to, and things like that from other people, and they start calling them sheeple and slaves and retards and whatnot. And it manufactures this sort of negative worldview. Now, it'll eat you up from the inside, basically, having a negative worldview, because after all, the thing that's most necessary for a human being to be happy and healthy is a good network of people around them. You know, I realize this. That's why I have lots of different friends across the spectrum. Some of them believe in everything that I'm talking about. Some of them believe in like maybe 10% or what have you. But I talk with them and I associate with them based on the things that we do agree upon, you know. For example, start with a simple thing. Do you want to be a slave? Okay, do you want to wear a collar around your neck and cuffs around your wrist, and have every single action in your life controlled and dictated by other people who you don't know, who you can't approach to become free? Nobody wants that, okay? There'd be people who would argue for the case of it. Of course, they're the people who are trying to enslave you, saying that, oh, you can't take care of yourself. Well, the only reason you can't take care of yourself is because the education system has been structured to a point where you don't learn anything about taking care of yourself. So obviously you can't. And then they use that situation, which they created, to justify more and more control mechanisms. Okay? And this is what's interesting about the Bible here, is that they talk about the New World Order, they talk about the Mark of the Beast and what have you, and here in New Zealand now, we're having legislation passed to chip all cows and the farmers. Does that strike anybody as a little bit freaky? You know, this is what happens when you've got a ignorant population who, with a disastrously inefficient media, deliberately, of course, who don't report these things. I'm reporting it. You know why? Because nobody else will. Okay? I asked a room full of conspiracy theorists about this new legislation that's being introduced. None of them had any idea. And if I hadn't just been watching the live stream of Parliament television a few weeks ago with this bill being talked about, I wouldn't have known either. Okay? Nobody watches Parliament television. You know why? Because, well, basically, the parliamentarians don't even care enough to show up. All right, I'm not kidding. All right, we've got like 150, 160 people in Parliament here in New Zealand. When they're discussing this thing about putting microchips with GPS tracking in them in every single cow in the country, considering dairy industry is our biggest industry, and every single farmer in the country that has cattle herds, so that they will be, and this is the pretext, and I love this, this is a pathetic justification, is that when the farmers take their cows across the road, when they cross paddocks and stuff like that, and you know, when you're in back road rural areas and stuff like that, very occasionally you'll have to wait for a few minutes so that the farmer can get all his cows across to a paddock that's across the road. Okay. That's basically what the reality here in New Zealand. Now, they say that because there's been a very, very minor amount of accidents with cars going too fast, which is why we've got a speed limit, hitting cows, which is why if you're a farmer, you actually kind of have somebody in a on a quad bike a little further up the road warning people that there's cows ahead kind of thing. Because of that, very small amount of accidents and injuries that are caused as a result, we need to microchip everybody and track them and trace them, everybody's livestock and the farmers themselves, wherever they go, indefinitely. And, of course, everybody in Parliament agreed that this was a good idea. And on top of that, the only qualm that they had with it was whether or not those chips would be edible. Like, I'm not kidding. Okay, their only freaking concern was that how will you chip creatures like that, make sure that the chips don't fall out, and more to the point, make sure that the chips are okay when they go through meat manufacturing. The number is 402-237-2525, right here on American Freedom Radio, 402-237-2525. Give us a call in and we'll answer your calls after the break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom. Freedom. American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You can join us in the chat room there.
If you Google Vinnie Eastwood, there should be a link that comes up. It's number one on Google, because I think there's really only one Vinnie Eastwood who's out there actually trying to make a name for himself, and that's me, because confidently I'm probably the most arrogant and vitriotic one. We have some questions in the chat room. Why do farmers need to be chipped? Well, the answer is they don't need to be chipped, but they're going to do it anyway. It's just like, why do we need draconian law suppressing all of our speech, free speech? It's like, we don't need it. The elite need it because they're freaked out by getting exposed. Hey, Vinny, do you have any insight into why Wayne Mapp is not going for re-election? I think, and this is pure speculation on my part, that when ministers aren't going for re-election, it's because they've been offered a lucrative position in the private sector. So whatever legislation he's passing right now, it'll usually be to the benefit of some description of overseas company that will reward him with a very high paying position indeed. That's my complete assumption with absolutely no evidence to support it, just based on the general modus operandi of what actually happens to other people who choose to, you know, not go for re-election. And the elections are a joke, okay? And this is why I'm voting for the clown party, because they're way less corrupt than the rest of those clowns. You know, and I suppose that when you're campaigning, if you're a minor party, like we've got RNZ and a couple of other small minor parties that aren't going to win, they're not going to get the 5% necessary. And the reason why that is because they're telling the truth and the general population is too dumb, dumbed down on purpose. And it's not their fault at all that they're too dumb. Okay, it's been done on purpose to ensure that if anybody is coming out saying the right thing, saying the truth, then through the demonization of the media and the general mind control, whatever BS that we're all going through as citizens in Western nations, then hey, they'll get demonized, sure enough, and people will stop caring what they've got to say. Right? That's basically it. Don't think for one second that the elections are a very serious way of going through. Okay? They're not. They're a joke. So, therefore, if you're trying to get elected, you won't be. However, there is an opportunity, because if you're on the same platform with these other filth that are selling BS for a living, then you have the perfect opportunity to expose them by making fun of them, by not taking the election seriously, by coming out and saying, look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm campaigning for a party that will not get elected. Okay, and you can say that categorically. I won't get elected because I'm telling the truth. All these other people here who are shoveling BS at you like there's no freaking tomorrow aren't telling the truth. Okay, and therefore, they're going to win. I mean, and if that's not true, then show me a single presidential candidate or a single prime minister who's kept their word after being elected. Anybody out there can think of a single example? I'm all ears. But it just doesn't happen. Because that is how the political stage is set up. You are set up to fail. Kind of like the 9/11 Commission. I mean, elections for me, as just as a patriot, basically, are incredibly discouraging, upsetting, if you will, namely because of the fact that I know for a fact that there's so many people out there who just believe this lies. They love them. Because they've got a nice smile. And statistically speaking, the taller you are, the more likely you are to win as well. Now, I'm 6'4", but I'm not going to go into politics specifically because of that. I feel I'm much better on the outside looking in than on the inside looking out. I don't care what these people have got to say in their political campaigns.
unless I can quote them on something that's real, real telling and real dodgy and compare them with lies that they're telling. All right, then that's basically what I feel the media's job is to keep a watch on these freaking assholes because they don't care about you. They only care about getting elected. They only care about their next stint in Parliament. They don't give an F what you've got to say up until the point where they've been elected. Okay? They'll pretend like they do, sure. But as soon as they're in that big office, as soon as they've got that plush chair, as soon as they've got that pension locked in, as soon as they've got all that free air travel, as soon as they've got all these extra added benefits onto it, they no longer give a flying F about you or your opinion or listening to you from any way, shape or form. And if they are the type of person who continues to care about people after getting elected and getting all these massive quantities of perks, then they'll get demonized in the media and they'll wind up getting kicked out themselves. Okay? Now, this may sound like me being cynical, and it's merely the reality. Okay, and I hate it when people say the reality is, because the next thing that comes out of their mouth is usually a lie. So I could say the reality is we have a free democratic society. And that would be one of the biggest lies out. We don't have a free and democratic society. And nor would I want a democratic society for that matter. Because, hey, democracy is the way that you centralize political thought. And you demonize everybody who's way out, okay? And in my opinion, it's the way out people that usually speak the most truth. Mainly because they're not burdened down by everybody else's thoughts. They're not sitting back and just taking it. Speaking of not sitting back and taking it, we have a caller. If you want to call in, 402-237-2525. This is one of our regular callers. Tim, you're on the air. Welcome back.
What's up, man?
You always know the answer to that question. Just trying to look on the lighter side of genocide is all. Don't really have much of a choice, though.
Yeah. How was your weekend, man?
You know what? This weekend was pretty awesome. We went to a presentation by this archaeologist dude named what's his name? Jonathan Gray. He's one of New Zealand's most prominent archaeologists. Talking about the physical evidence of the Moses story. You know how they parted the Red Sea kind of thing, and they marched on through. Well, it turns out that there's a sandbar exactly where they said they crossed. That's the water's really shallow, and there's a ridge of sand right there that allegedly they crossed over, and they found all these chariot wheels and horse hoofs and spears and everything down there. So it looks like that story was actually 100% true, and it's real interesting.
I was thinking about something, man. I was they said we're talking about mind control, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, The Lion King was the number one movie. I think it grossed like $27 million. And as old as that movie is, I think they threw it in just because it was in 3D, that everybody, I guess they took their kids to see the movie. And it's like, I'm pretty sure the majority of homes have that movie on DVD. And I'm just thinking like mind control, just because it's 3D. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Well, see, I always wonder with these new technology that come out about what that's other mind control aspects are, and this kind of thing, like whether or not it'll start you to perceive reality a little bit different. And I got no evidence to support that claim, frankly.
Okay.
On the other hand, I had some personal experiences watching, I think it was Avatar. And my eyes, by the end of watching Avatar, were so sore, and like I couldn't stop the tears coming out of them. It was like for a good hour after the movie finished, my eyes were still deathly sore, and I couldn't figure out why. And I don't know, maybe it's actually really bad for your vision, and it'll make everybody a little bit more blind, and hence it's a part of mind control. But yeah, Tim, if you want to hold on after the break, we'll continue on. 402-237-2525 is the number to call in. You can talk about whatever the heck you want on this show, and I promise I won't abuse you, and I'll give you a fair go. So give us a call in if you want to be accepted on air. Back in a moment.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And we always have comments like, oh, Vinnie, I missed that show, or I wish I'll try and catch it next time. There are archives, people. All right? You don't need to tune in live if you don't want to. Because I think that tuning in live puts a lot of pressure on you, really. You know, it's like going to a job. But, of course, there's some fans who are just, you know, diehard, hardcore, who do listen in live, and it shows a level of dedication that really humbles me as a host, particularly my caller, Tim. Welcome back from break, Tim.
Right. Yeah, reason why I say that because I went to see Transformers 3, and I saw it in 3D, and then I went to see it again in regular, you know, the regular version, and the regular version was more enjoyable than the 3D.
I had the same experience, exactly the same experience.
And I'm like, I'm really not that impressed. I mean, I know the technology is nice. I mean, I know I'm be cool with that, but I just enjoyed the movie in the regular version. I'm just not a fan of the 3D. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know?
And not to mention, sometimes, like, I don't know, have you ever seen the IMAX 3D movies, like the T-Rex and this kind of thing?
I like, went to the Space.
Those 3D movies are made for 3D, like 99% right. are made for 3D. They have these amazing effects and what have you, but movies in the main, they're not actually made specifically to be 3D and what have you. Like, they don't jump out at you quite so much as they do in the made for 3D movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I went to the Air Space Museum in D.C., and they had a movie called The Space Shuttle. And they were showing you how the space shuttle, when they took the launch and they were orbiting. And I'm telling you, the 3D, the camera was so nice. You could see all of the wear and tear on the space shuttle. And the movie screen fit the whole side of that with the theater. It wasn't like the screen. It was real huge. And it was amazing.
Yeah, man. Well, see, this is the thing. If somebody's going to make a work of art, you got to make sure that work of art is good so that people will enjoy it. Otherwise, what you're doing is you're just making pop culture bollocks and putting bells and whistles on it that basically have no real purpose. And that's precisely what I agree with you on Transformers 3, is that in 3D it was just basically all it did was make my eyes hurt for the last half hour of the movie, and I couldn't enjoy it. And then watching it in 2D, it felt like an absolutely enthralling experience.
Exactly. Hey, you tell me, Paul, you remember Bullworth, the movie Bullworth?
Yeah, I remember that, yep.
That was, you know what, going back to what you were saying earlier, everything about that movie was true. Everything he said, whatever he came out of his mouth with about exposing the insurance companies, the government, was true. Everything. And I'm like, I love the part when he went on a rant, when he had shades on. that was one of my favorite parts of the movie. And don't make too many movies like that anymore.
Well, I think they do, but they're usually those kind of film festival type movies, you know, where they're, well, basically, it feels to me as though Hollywood is just basically running out of ideas and they're doing the same thing over and over. For example, let me define this. I watched a movie last night called G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra. In this, there was an ancient bloodline of people who sold weapons to the enemy, who are engaged in a conspiracy to make some weapons in the modern day, steal them, and then use them on the people of the world in order to usurp control after basically chaos, right? They're trying to bring order out of chaos. Transformers 3, they brought a whole bunch of all these pillars back to Earth, and then they were going to transport their own home planet here after creating all this chaos here on Earth, so that they could use all the human races as their slaves because they could control them and have all the power. It's like the same thing. And then there's The Mummy. Same thing. A great big evil ancient kind of mammalian force comes in and tries to take over the world by creating a whole bunch of chaos, and then he's trying to do it all for everybody's own good so he can impose order afterwards. You know, he's doing it for their health. See, this is the same thing over and over again, particularly with big Hollywood blockbusters. There's not a single original storyline left. It's the same crap, with the same characters, the same actors, the same directors, the same. Where in the heck is Hollywood going these days? Where are the original stories? Well, they're coming out of the independent filmmakers now, who basically nobody goes to see because they don't have the billion-dollar budgets to wind up brainwashing people into coming in and watching their films.
Right.
You know, and that's really unfortunate, because I find that the entire copious quantities of, like, alien and UFO movies all have the exact same type of stuff for them as well. Because, look, it's always, like, let's say Independence Day, Battle Los Angeles, Battlefield Earth, goodness knows what. It's all about a whole group of massive, sophisticated aliens coming down here and wiping us out to try and take control of our resources all for themselves, right?
That's basically,
so these are the two things that we've got here as the main Hollywood storylines. Either somebody comes over here to obviously wipe you out and destroy you, or somebody manipulates you into thinking you're under threat by somebody who's trying to destroy you, when in reality they're the ones doing it. Okay, those are the only two storylines in Hollywood as far as I see them now.
But they've been making those movies since the 50s. UFO invasion movies. They made a rack of them in the 50s and the 60s, man. And that they show them in black and white. I've seen quite a few of them. I was like, and I look at what they make, they're like Battlefield, Los Angeles. I'm like, man, these movies, this old. This is a remake. You know, these are remakes. I mean, I think that's, you know, I mean, you know what I mean?
It's they the need same. Some new bloody writers. Okay? Isn't there am I insane when I think that there's at least some creativity left in humanity, or am I just being naive? Okay? How can you create a storyline that's enthralling if people already know how it's going to end? Okay? Like get this. Like the movie Alien, for example, was the first monster movie where they introduced the character flaw of the inside guy. Okay? And every single monster movie has had an inside guy since. Okay? Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that?
Right.
Every single time when you've got some description of really freaky creature or whatever trying to come after you, and it doesn't matter whether it's Jaws or anything, there's always somebody who works against the people on the boat or the ship or the planet or what have you, because they're stupid or crazy or deliberately trying to sell you out or something of that nature. And every single story has this. So whenever you're watching a movie, the first thing you think is, oh, this person's really, really against the aliens. This person's really, really trying to hunt down the monster. And the first assumption that comes to mind here is, okay, that guy's going to sabotage everybody and he's going to wind up killing people because he's actually in love with it. And sure enough, that's exactly what happens.
You know, the last original script I think I've really seen thought-wise as a movie was The Matrix. That really got my attention. It was something different.
Well, see, ultimately, it wasn't really different at all because it was based off an old military document where the military actually had plans to do exactly what was proposed in The Matrix, to hook people into a virtual reality and soup and use their bioelectricity to generate power and to keep everybody under control and use them as batteries. There was actually a military document that came out. So, yeah, again, yeah. Yeah, these people have got no creativity, bro. Everything's the same BS over and over again. And it's really shameful because when I was a kid, and even up till today, like, I'm a huge, huge movie buff, and I'm starting to lose confidence in the Hollywood's ability to make anything original, anything inspirational, or anything even halfway decent anymore, because they think that if they can substitute good writing, good directing, and good storytelling for digital effects and BS... You know,
yeah,
where are the good writers? No wonder they're all going on strike.
Yeah, but I think some of the movies, I was telling the guy, I said some movies are, and people talking about disclosure and all that, I think some of the movies are meant to send a message more so than just to try to get an Emmy or an Oscar. You know, it's some movies, that's why I look at certain movies. I don't go to movie theaters like I used to. But when I do watch certain movies, I look at it for subtle messages, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what I go.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing now. Like I noticed a whole bunch of occult symbolism in the movies and all of this kind of stuff. It's all the way through it, isn't it?
Yeah, and speaking, kind of jump shift a little. When you were talking about them chipping the cows, and I don't know if I've told you, but there's a cartoon that came out in 1948 called Make Mine Freedom. It's a 9-minute cartoon, and it talks about basically corporate or government taking over of everything. And you have to watch the cartoon. I don't want to tell you that if you watch it from the beginning to the end, everything what they had back in 1948, let's know they had all this plan of a government takeover of everything.
And it's not a new idea, though, is it? You know, and it's like this is a historical context. Every time that a government has the power to take everything over, they certainly try, you know. And with all these alien movies and everything like that, there's a good theory going around, and I'm not sure if I've subscribed to it 100% as yet, but I acknowledge it as a very, very likely possibility, is that it's preparing the masses for a false flag alien invasion using Project Bluebeam. Do you know what Project Bluebeam is, Tim?
I heard of it. So, and also I heard about
A satellite network with holographic projectors on them, and they are up there allegedly, and they can project perfect images of whatever they want onto the atmosphere of the Earth, so everybody will be able to see them down on the ground. Okay, so allegedly the agenda is to prepare everybody for the idea of an alien invasion. And let's have a look at how many alien invasion movies there have been, and just in the past year or two. Okay, Transformers 3. Green Lantern, Battle Los Angeles, Paul, Mars Needs a Mug, Alien versus Cowboys.
Yeah, you know something about the Transformers 3 when it came on about the moon landing?
Oh, yeah, and this is the great thing, eh? They tell these conspiracy theories in a fictional context, so that way if you bring it up in conversation, people say, oh, you're just watching too many movies. Actually, where do you think these movie makers get their inspiration from? They're not that creative.
Exactly. And I also heard about HARP as being... No, not HARP. The chemtrails are used as a plasma to create for the hologram.
I'm not sure about using it as a plasma for the holograms, but...
I mean, I know it's used for weather manipulations. I do know it, because last week...
Chemtrails are used for so many things, you know, like weather manipulation, toxifying the soil so people's plants can't grow, it as a conductor for when they want to heat up the atmosphere and use HARP weaponry on people. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're also using it as particulate matter in the atmosphere. Kind of like, you know, when you're using a searchlight and the more dirt and dust there is in the air, you can see the entire beam of the searchlight sort of thing. So if there's enough particulates and reflective matter in the air, it'll be much easier to project an image onto it. So, you know, I think that's plausible, but I just don't know.
Yeah, I haven't confirmed, but I heard like the aluminum is in it. You know, it can be used as a plasma, as a, you know, as a backdrop. Whereas, you know, they do the holograms are mixed for a perfect picture. Kind of. So I have, that's what I heard, but I'm going to read more into it, but that's one of the many uses. Like, we just named it, pretty much a whole bunch of them, that I've been privy to understand.
And have you noticed that when you talk to people about this kind of thing, like, look at what we've just discussed here, right, already, Tim. We've talked about mind control. We've talked about conspiracy theories in the movies. We've talked about alien invasions. We've talked about Project Bluebeam. We've talked about chemtrails. And this is all in the space of, like, a short segment, right? The average person who doesn't know any one of these will just instantly switch off. Have you noticed that? Because it's just too much for them all at once. And the majority of people that listen to this show, or at least this is my postulation, I could certainly be wrong, are people who are already familiar with one or more of the things that we're talking about, and we may have just told them one thing they don't know, so it's okay and it's acceptable sort of thing. Do you think that's, that might be a case, or what?
Yeah, I mean, but you're right. Because what I do when I mention things like that, all I do is tell people to do the research. Like, I was at a barbershop one time, and it was another guy. We were both talking about conspiracy stuff. He was pretty knowledgeable. But then when I talked about mind control, it seemed like everybody shut off. I said, look, just look it up. I said, look up MK Ultra. And I said, with the movies they put, the Manchurian Candidate. And I was like, telling myself, I said, don't you remember the movie Zoolander? That's not about a dumb male model. Zoolander was just a comedy about Manchurian Candidate. Remember Zoolander?
Yeah, basically, you put the real pretty person who doesn't know anything in front of everybody with deep programming inside them that they're completely unaware of, in order to put messages across to other people and perhaps even act as assassins on occasion when they need them to, and then they can just click off after they've done the deed, and boom, nobody knows, none the wiser.
Well, people don't want to believe it's true. They think Max told them, oh, that's a joke. I said, man, don't sleep on it. I said, y'all would be surprised with the technology that's on this planet. I don't even know what a lot of them are. A lot of things I've been privy to hear, but I do know we got some stuff on here that's out of this world. No pun intended.
Oh,
hey, look, I was looking at all the stuff we were talking about. We haven't talked about the Mayweather fight.
The what?
The Mayweather fight.
I've never heard of that.
Floyd Mayweather, the fight this weekend that happened over the weekend.
Okay, well, continue.
Oh, with boxing. Oh, yeah. Floyd Mayweather, he's the WBC welterweight champ now. He's been boxing for a while. He's undefeated. He was fighting Victor Ortiz. And Floyd Mayweather won by a knockout, but the way he won the fight had everybody pretty much back and forth about it. I thought you heard it. I thought you saw the fight.
No, mate, I just smacked down the New World Order. I ain't interested in watching their puppet show fights. Thanks very much for your call in, Tim, and I'll look forward to your calls next time. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and we'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. And admit that the waters around you have grown. And accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. The times are a-changing. Thank goodness for that. Because, you know, quite frankly, it becomes quite the difficulty when you realize that things are just the same all the time. And as we were talking about Hollywood movies and everything just kind of all being the exact same thing over and over and over and over again, it gets pretty boring. And you wonder what's the point of the Academy Award ceremony if they're just doing the same thing over and over again. You know, I can't be bothered, frankly, half the time. And I remember there was a time in history where you could go to the movie theater and there'd be at least maybe three or four movies that you'd want to see because they looked pretty good, they sounded very interesting, and you'd want to go in and see them. So you actually had a choice. Now, when you go into a freaking movie theater, there's maybe one movie that you might want to see, and all the rest are just like, what is this crap?
You know, that's basically what I've become bored of that. You know, I don't care quite frankly what new junk they come out with, because well, often what I'm really doing when I'm going in to see these new films as they come out is just going in to sort of see what new methods of propaganda the filmmakers are basically putting out on everybody. What are they trying to convince us of this time? What is it? What is their new BS? Blah, 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 blah. You know, it's just like, for some reason, people don't get it. Some people don't, but I think that a lot of people do. Okay? Like, some of my friends and whatnot, they're not conspiracy theorists or anything, but we're talking about movies and what have you, and they all agree with exactly what I'm saying here right now. It's the same crap over and over again, and it's just basically, it's gotten boring, you know? And the movie theaters themselves are even lying about it. All right, no, let me define what I meant. We want to go see a movie called Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And admittedly, very good film. I liked it quite a lot. However, when we booked it online, the entire back row of the movie theater appeared to be booked out. When we went into that movie theater, there was not a single other person in it. Okay? The movie theaters are hurting now because these huge Hollywood studios are producing crap at such an alarming rate that even when something does come out, they have to BS everybody in order to get them in there. Like, oh, the entire back row is going out. This must be good. Let's go in. No, sorry. I mean, the movie theaters themselves are as big a pack of liars as the filmmakers themselves and the film production studio. At least that's my opinion. That's my perspective. I could be wrong. You know, if you've got a different perspective, if you think that Hollywood's actually experiencing some description of golden age, the number is 402-237-2525 if you want to call in. Now, with world events, I was talking with somebody today about the World Bank and IMF and how they kind of expect to come into your country and more or less take it over. And this is how they do it. Have you ever heard of the World Bank 111-point plan? If you haven't heard of this, Google it. World Bank 111-point plan. Okay? World Bank 111-point plan. It is a blueprint for how the World Bank attempts to seize control of people's countries. Here's what happens. Firstly, you go to a country that has a prime minister or a dictator or a president or something that is willing to be corrupted in exchange for a big payoff. You then get him to sign off on exorbitant loans at loan-sharking interest rate from the World Bank. And as collateral on those loans, you put up real assets. Your water supplies, your energy generation, your police forces, your prisons, your roading, your public services, basically everything that a country needs to function, what's known as essential infrastructure. And they put that all up as collateral on this money that the World Bank makes up out of thin air, and then they follow this 111-point plan to the letter if the country defaults on the loans. So what they do is they bribe these leaders to default on the loans, and then you see progressive legislation getting passed endlessly, exactly what this 111-point plan stipulates. Okay? It's happened in New Zealand, happened in America, happened in Australia, everything, everywhere has gotten this kind of BS happening to them. And people don't believe it. They think that their politicians actually
don't serve the same people as the ones on the other side of the floor when they're arguing and debating about which flea on the elephant's ass that they want to crush, you know? That they don't actually have any real disagreement because ultimately they're bound by the World Bank's 111-point plan. They can't deviate, all right? Not at all. Allegedly, Roger Douglas, who sold New Zealand out to the World Bank and IMF is in the 80s, guess how much they bribed him? $25,000, and that's it. You know, and as a result, we had a $5 billion telecommunications company and telecom privatized to Bell Atlantic, which is a World Bank affiliated company. They refused to maintain the infrastructure, started charging exorbitant rates, and then said later on that, oh, we need to open up the market even more to allow more competition to come in. And the rates have still kept high as anyway. Okay, where New Zealand has the third highest telecommunication bills in the OECD, you know, supposedly developed countries. Now, one might think that, oh, well, you know, you're in the South Pacific, you know, you're a relatively remote nation. So, you know, that's bound to be the case. No, mate, no. Okay, there is nothing to stop people from bringing advanced technology to this company on a plane. Okay, we have planes in New Zealand. I can assure you, I've been on one. You know, so all these people, they come up with these really vain arguments simply because they don't know the reality behind what they're being told. Okay, politicians are there to enforce World Bank policy and nothing more. Okay, this chipping of all the cattle and everything like that, that's either Agenda 21 or World Bank policy. Okay, it's the same kettle of fish every time you look. It doesn't matter whether you're green, you're brown, you're black or white. It doesn't matter. These people are trying to enslave your country, destroy your resources, suck them all out of your country, and privatizing them. That's what's happening. Okay? That's the proven and admitted fact. Whether or not you want to believe it, that's your problem. Not mine. That's your problem. Because I know what's going on here, simply because I've been shown the information proving it as such. Okay, it's not me being intelligent or anything. I'm not that bright a guy in the reality. I mean, I'm just not foolish. Now, people need to realize this, that you, on your own, doing some research, will get heck of a lot more intelligent discourse into the public realm than any amount of politicians with all their commissions of inquiry and all of these other assorted fields of research of an eclectic nature that can be brought in. Because ultimately, this is how these commissions are set up. To fail, okay? They ensure that people don't know what's going on because they have an agenda. Every single commission of inquiry that I've ever seen or gone to film submissions to, when as soon as the submitter starts telling people things that aren't on the brief, for example, if your commission of inquiry was for the foreshore and seabed policy, okay, which more or less privatizes the foreshore and seabed of this entire country in New Zealand. And I'm sure progressive legislation will be passed in your country soon, if it hasn't already. As soon as the submitter started talking about the concepts of racism and customary right and the government being involved in a cover-up with regards to this information and ensuring that people weren't having their rights to customary title upheld, the commission chairperson says, sorry, that's not within the brief. You ask yourself, well, what's in the brief? More to the point, what does the brief exclude? Okay, and though that's how they do it, whenever they want to make you do something that you don't want to do, the forum that they give you to complain about these things, to relay information about these things, are programmed specifically with an agenda to make sure that only things within the very small framework of research that they've allotted for that commission of inquiry is the only thing that can get in. Okay? That's how it works. Not to mention, if there's any accusations of corruption or what have you, they then appoint a commission of inquiry to make sure that nobody has to say anything up until the commission finds its ruling, which, of course, because it's got a set agenda, will be pretty pathetic indeed, and is only a recommendation, and they can't file criminal charges or anything. Okay? They're hamstringed. Every single way that the public is supposed to be allowed to participate in the political process has been set up specifically to hamstring them and cripple them so that they can't actually accomplish anything. Or at least that's my experience. Now, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But that's exactly what I've seen every single time when I've gone to any of these commissions of inquiry. That's exactly what I've seen every single time. Okay? Experience is the best teacher, in my opinion. And this is what I've experienced. It's really sad. But if somebody can, for some reason, come up with an explanation as to, and a good explanation, because, oh my goodness, I can't really care about anybody who doesn't want to come up with a decent, reasonable, logical argument as to why this is, okay, because you don't need to worry about why they're doing it or who's going on about it or what have you. Those are irrelevant. Just look at the real factual evidence. Like, this is what happens, and that's the result, okay? Whatever agenda there is in between is basically, it's pointless, okay? Because if they're screwing you over, what does it matter who's screwing you over? The point is recognizing that you're being screwed over by the people that you trust, the people that tell you to place your trust in them. They're manipulative, psychopathic, sociopathic, various other types of ethic, and they don't really care what you've got to say because they've got an agenda. Okay? The world isn't all flowers and butterflies. Okay, I mean, heck, I wish it were. I'll be getting myself a net and a little basket and going out and picking and catching them all day long if that was the case. But unfortunately, it's not the case. Yeah. All right, it's pretty sad. Because I want to be able to wake up in the morning and think to myself, hey, I don't have to do that much work today because I'm getting paid a decent amount of money for the work that I do. I'm not getting it all taken away from me by taxation. I can say and do what I like today because I won't be arrested for speaking my mind. And my house isn't falling apart because it's really cheap to maintain. And people have ensured that those kinds of building materials are safe and not using asbestos or anything like that. My water isn't contaminated with fluoride. My food isn't contaminated with pesticides and herbicides. It's not nutrient deficient, you know. All of these things are happening. And it's a very deep shame. It really is. Because I believe it kind of hamstrings human potential as a whole. To have this kind of system working the way it is. Now, I want to live free. I want to have decent food. And I don't want to have to bust my ass every day hard as I can just to survive. That's not living. That's not living at all. That's being part of the indentured servant monologue. And if that... You know, I don't care what excuses people can come up with to justify working their ass off 8, 10, 12, 14-hour days to get nothing other than the opportunity to survive for another day. You know, that doesn't make any sense to me because I think life should be a lot easier than it is. We've had all this technology coming up to make our lives easier, to save us time and to save us money. Life has only gotten harder. Our time has only become more rare and our money has become devalued. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Punching through the lies and the BS, pointing the finger in the face of scumbags and pointing out their scumbaggery. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR!
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them. Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the paradigm shift Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
La donna nobile, qual più al vento, sola cieco e di pensiero, sempre amabile, leggiadro viso. Il riso è menzognero.
back, ladies and gentlemen,
to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, where it's all about demonizing the New World Order in an operatic type fashion.
Because they're all eugenicist scumbags. Da, da,
da, da, da, da. You know what I'm talking about. And, yeah, see, and again, I really have to stress the point here that I actually take everything very, very seriously, but I just make jokes about it because it's so freaking serious that I can't deal with it. Okay? All right. I admit it. I can't deal with the stuff that I know. I can't deal with having a new world order. I can't deal with my government being run by criminals. I can't deal with the police setting people up. I can't deal with it. You know, and there's a very specific reason for that, because the reality is too harsh to deal with. Okay, so find a freaking coping mechanism. All right, I don't care if it's a tire swing under a tree or injecting cannabis resin into your freaking eye sockets. I don't care. Do something. Find a way to deal with the fact that the world is run by evil scumbags. Okay? That's my recommendation, and my recommendation alone. I can't tell anybody to do this. I can't convince anybody to do this. Everybody has to figure out their own way of doing it. Okay? I can't make your decisions for you. Nobody can. That's why it's your life. Your life. You're the one who has to make all the important decisions. Nobody else can tell you what to do with it. All right? It's unfortunate because it bears a lot of responsibility on you. A lot of people can't handle that responsibility, so they wind up abdicating it. Like people who have health problems, for example, abdicate their responsibility and wind up getting doctors to do everything for them. And they, as a result of allowing doctors to know everything and tell them to do everything, they don't know anything, okay? And they feel happy not knowing everything because somebody who's telling them what to do knows everything, apparently. What are you going on about? Subtracting your own ability to know what the heck is going on with your body for some people is a comfortable thing. It's silly. It really is. It again, talks about the lack of responsibility that we have in this country. Okay? You can be responsible for yourself and only yourself. And believe me when I tell you, just that minor responsibility alone, just being responsible for yourself, is too much for some people. Why is that? Well, I could theorize and say that it might be because all of their responsibilities, things that would require their attention and what have you, have been more or less extracted out of their life. For example, it might have been at some point somebody's responsibility to be educated, but now you get forced to be educated, so you don't have any responsibility to educate yourself anymore. It was once a possibility for people to be responsible for growing their own food and cooking their own meals. Now it's all in a supermarket, and it's all through drive-thrus. People don't have that responsibility anymore, so they abdicate it. They don't care. It was once people's responsibility to know what was going on with their own health care. And now, doctors apparently know everything. It's the newest freaking religion, so hey, bugger it. I'm just going to trust whatever they say completely blindly, and I'm sure that somebody in a white lab coat that is part of a statistical group where you're 11 times more likely to be a serial killer than any other type of profession, they wouldn't lie to me or kill me, would they? You know, this is what happens when you don't take responsibility for your own actions, when you don't take responsibility for yourself. Okay? And, you know, we're talking about Charlie Beach at the start of the show. And I actually emailed Charlie back. And I've changed the name of the video from Charlie Beach as an asshole to Charlie Veach, where is the love? Okay, because quite frankly, this is my response to Charlie anyway, and I want to read this out on air, so at least it's out in public, because I don't think that if you're going to be trying to do something that's of global significance, and I believe me talking with Charlie Veach about his recent actions is a globally significant thing, particularly in the truth movement, who he's demonizing to a large extent. It should be public, and so I'm going to read it out. I say, please watch the video, Charlie. I'm not spitting hate at all. I'm doing critical analysis of your behavior. I dispel the morons who accuse you of being an agent and the other paranoid rhetoric. And all the people giving you full-on abuse need to shut the F up and act reasonable. You were one of my main inspirations to get out there and have fun on a megaphone. You were funny, kind, caring, and hugging, and that was what made the Love Police great. I just think you should go back to the roots. In reality, you're the one that has jumped on the hate bandwagon. You've got put on it by the people giving you full-on abuse, and I think it's rubbed off on you. Go back to the love. I love you, man, and I don't want to offend you. I just want to act as a good friend does and let my mates know when I think they're going astray. And I don't want to be called a moron as a result of being honest. Okay? That's how I argue with people. I don't want to call them names or get it all uppity and what have you, but I really don't want to endure any type of abuse. Okay, because I don't have to put up with it. The only time we ever have to put up with abuse is when you're an employee. And I am no longer anybody's employee. Okay, I work for myself. There's nothing I have to put up with if I don't want to. Okay? It's that simple. Be your own man. Nobody else has power over you unless you allow them to. Now, as a result, of course, of trying to be independent, you open yourself up for a lot of criticism and a lot of abuse, and sure enough, here it comes in droves. And I don't know if I can even advise people on how to take abuse properly. I mean, in my lifetime, I've taken copious amounts, more than a lot of people, I'd probably wager. But I don't allow that to you know, say that, oh, I've got some description of authority. I can speak with authority on this. All I can do is offer my views and what I'm doing. And if they take root, you know, then great. You know, maybe I've helped somebody to advance themselves along in this in this really screwed up world. But my great fear is that I'll eventually stop being quite so honest, start playing games, start trying to think about how people are going to react before I open my mouth, and as a result, stop opening my mouth at all. You know. That's one of my great fears, is that I'll stop being honest for fear of being criticized, because the criticism is too harsh to deal with. Because on YouTube, man, there are so many abusive people out there, man. Full on verbal, psychological abuse, and you endure it if you bother to read your own comments. Okay, these people literally have nothing better to do. It's the only thing they got going for them is to sit at home and attack people using a keyboard. That's the level of their bravery. Okay, these people don't go up to John Key, our Prime Minister, and ask him about the world government like I have. They don't do that because they're too cowardly. They don't possess the creativity. They don't possess the motivation. The only thing that they seem to be good at is giving people really myopic abuse. You know, why would you instead take that as a motivation for you to become the one distributing myopic abuse? I mean, does that make any sense to you? That, everybody's harsh to me, so I'm going to start being harsh to everybody. And that's kind of what Charlie Veach has been doing, don't you think? And you have a look at his videos, have a look at the comments that people are making, and they're almost uniformly absolutely abusive. And I don't think he deserves that kind of crap. I think he deserves to have a reasonable conversation with people who know 9/11's an inside job and what have you. But in all fairness, he started it. Okay, and people need to accept consequences of their actions. They need to admit when they're wrong. And I do all the time. I'm wrong all the time. Okay? Don't listen to anything I say on this radio show or on my videos and think that it's freaking gospel. Okay? It's not. I'm a human man. I can be wrong. And sure enough, I've been wrong before and I will be wrong again. Don't believe people blindly unless you've got the evidence to back up what they're actually saying. Because what I do is I merely talk to the researchers and all of this kind of stuff that postulate their theories, that do all the work, who are on the ground, who get it all done, and then enlighten other people with that same stuff that they've been telling me. I mean, basically, I'm just a middleman passing on the message. Okay? This means that I have a limited amount of knowledge myself. And I want to thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening in. Again, I claim to have no credibility, so that way if anybody says that I've lost any, they've only lost their own credibility because they obviously don't do their research. You've been listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show, and thank you very, very much. And coming up next, Truth Brigade with Christy. Catch you later again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.